catch any of that. I was trying to get on the interstate.
W Mobile.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Happy Friday. I was trying to figure out which frequency you were on. I didn't see it when you called out. Then the next time you called out, I was in a bad spot. Both meters were pegged and I still couldn't tell.
Called, and then as soon as I did, I guess I turned. And if 26 is kind of, I don't know, it don't pick up as good here anymore. But then as soon as I was turning to get on the interstate, it angled the truck and the antenna and everything away from the repeater. So I didn't get any of it, and I was not even sure if it was you or not.
Yes, it's Friday.
No, I'm ready. I've got my son's Eagle Project tomorrow, so that's going to be fun.
Tomorrow for St. Augustine. Won't be back until we come back on the 6th.
Well, next week. Well, I guess come back Monday.
Sunday, I got to work on Monday.
Nice. Shoot, this will be the first year I've not had the week of the 4th off. Man, it's probably been 20 years since they've not given us a shutdown week, since we had so many prior to this.
9 days, and so they're just going to work right through?
Usually, the July shutdown, Christmas shutdown is used to retool, but since we did it all in the long break there in December and again in April, they went ahead and canceled the July one. So, you know, we just get the day of the 4th off. It's not the first time we've done it, but it's been a long time.
Holiday weekend, right? KN4 TFW.
I definitely won't complain about it. I'll take whatever I get. Other way, you're down there?
For his grandson, so he can have some beach time, and we're staying at a KOA in the cabin, so he'll have some pool time. I think we're going to do the aquarium and at least do the lighthouse. And they're supposed to have 4th of July fireworks over the fort, so that's probably about all that I have planned right now.
I'm sure everything else will figure itself out, or just enjoy some time with the grandbaby.
Come out on a party boat, do some, you know, deep sea fishing or whatever, but I couldn't find any down there. All I could find was the insure $400 a person one.
What's that stuff cost? Because, man, the boys in the scout troop, they were wanting to go do some deep sea inshore fishing, you know, either one, they wouldn't have cared, but man, it was just too expensive. I just couldn't swing it.
Like the $40 a person type. In the ocean, catch a few fish, and come back.
That's right up my alley right there.
My sister-in-law went to Panama City for 2 weeks. Down there, they got my Susan's aunt's got a condo down there. And their third day into the vacation, she fell and broke the ball off of her right arm.
Man, that's going to suck. And that really put the damper on the time off for the vacation.
Say too much about that other than, put it in a sling and position it where you can't move it much.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Couldn't do much with it, I'm sure.
6 months before that, my brother-in-law, he runs every morning about 10 miles, and he was making the turn for home, and he stumbled, and he busted his shoulder bad. He's got all kinds of plates and screws in it.
I just get way too busy.
That especially for as early as it is, right?
Used to be in the evenings, you know, it wasn't that bad coming home northbound. I always felt sorry for the people that had to go southbound 85 from the plant, and now it's bad both ways.
At 29, well, it's always backed up on the northbound side. Must be just the people getting on at 29 causing it to be messed up.
Just figured that out. It just starts slowing down right there for some odd reason.
Hot days, man. They've been tough. I've been wore out by the time I get home.
Shoot, the wife was telling me she got in the pool one day, and it was so hot, you know, even the pool's not really a relief if you wait too late in the day to get in it. And, you know, it warms up pretty good, and the temperature doesn't drop in the evenings. It doesn't cool off as much. And so it's been pretty rough lately. I'm hoping we get in the pool this weekend.
When I had above ground, I needed it to be about 80. But we had big trees back then, and so by the time this would be about 4 o'clock and they could heat it up good, it'd be in the shade.
Good and bad, it depends on how you look at it. But yeah, mine's out in the open, but you know, on these really, really hot days, if you get in it early, it's great because you got, you know, the pool's cool enough to be comfortable and then you got the sun beating down on you. But man, when it's really hot, it's like bath water. I'm ready to go. KO4, Steve.
Made. And then I got about half of it in the truck. We're going to take the truck. So I take beach chairs and a beach wagon because we're not right on the beach. We're going to be about, I don't know, I think it's about a half mile off of the beach.
Andy, if you're that far.
All it has is a queen bed, two bunk beds, and maybe a refrigerator, but that's about it. So I got that cooler, my electric cooler, and cooking utensils and stuff like that.
You driving that far with a camper?
Good long ways right there. By the time you calculate in fuel and everything, I just didn't really want to do it. Thinking about putting some extra heavy-duty springs on my truck, swapping them out so I don't sag down so bad.
Distribution hitch?
I got one, and it just seems like it's down a little bit more than I want it to be. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't lift the front up all that bad. I'd like it to be a hair higher up. I think it lowers the back about 3 inches.
What, 290? Hey, mate, I don't know. You should be able to try to, I mean, obviously the weight of the camper will still be on the truck some, but I wonder if you just need to adjust your weight distribution a little bit more to kind of push the weight of the trailer a little bit further back on its own axle.
It's pretty level. And I mean, I went up a little, you know, one more link on the weight distribution chain there, but it only made the tail end come up about a half an inch, so it really wasn't worth messing with. And it doesn't look bad. It just seems like it's just lower than it needs to be.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever you're comfortable with.
Good, and it stops good and everything. I'm not having any issues with it. My son bought me one of those little tire pressure management systems that I got to put in on. We're back down there at Hunting Island end of July, and that'll help out, but none of the tires ever got hot. Not even the brakes got hot.
Shoot, I gotta buy me an adapter, because my weight distribution set up on my old truck, and this one's got the bigger receiver on it, so I gotta buy an adapter so I can use the weight distribution I've got for the trailer on this truck. And I still probably need to adjust for it, but I figure I ain't gonna worry about that yet until I actually need to pull it.
Man, I haven't known you to pull it ever since I've been knowing you.
For the most part, so it's been good. You know, hopefully we don't have anything, no hurricanes. That would be the main reason if I went down there and got it, would be there was a bad hurricane coming. But you know, so far, since we started putting it down there, since we've kept it down there, we've not had to worry about that. There's been some close calls, but you know, nothing like a Hugo coming straight at it.
Get 4 TFW. Think I'm gonna try to plan a Jekyll Island one down there in Georgia. I'll probably drag it down there for maybe sometime in September.
Island.
Island, it's pretty remote, kind of like Hunting Island. You know, there's a lot of down trees on the beach and everything like that.
I'm sure that'd be pretty neat. Shoot, I'd still like to go to Huntington Island State Park. I haven't been down there yet, and I've heard some good things about it.
Huntington Beach?
What, is it Huntington Island? I always get those two confused because you got Huntington State Park and Huntington Island State Park. I don't know. The one below Charleston.
Island is the one below Charleston. It's pretty much remote, just the lighthouse and the park. That Huntington Beach is like Merle's Inlet type around in that area.
Down below Charleston, it was, I've always heard good things about it.
You could ride down there and pick up your camper and drag it down there. And that we like it down there. Like I said, I managed to book two spots down there this year. And the first time we went down there was the same exact spot I had last year. Manatees while I was down there.
Yeah, I've heard the wildlife's pretty varied down there, and you can see plenty of them.
Head down by the little fishing pier. The raccoons were out on the oyster bed.
Well, Ken, I hate to cut it off, but I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot, and I'm going to lose signal. So you have a good one. Be safe out there this morning. I hope y'all have a great trip, and we will holler at you when you come back. Enjoy that time with the grandbaby. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Dude, good to talk to you. You guys have an awesome weekend and safe week, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4CFW.
KU4FDI and W4FCM.